From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. More Idaho Matters right now. It was a standard road project in North Idaho. Take U.S. Highway 95 near MacArthur Lake and straighten out the curves to make it safer, and also add a small bridge so animals could travel under the roadway instead of over the busy highway. But when crews began digging on the project, they ran into something unexpected. Hundreds of cultural artifacts that may change our idea of how long people have lived in this area of Idaho. ITT brought in a team of experts and partnered with the Kootenai Tribe of Idaho to gather and catalog the artifacts, which can now be studied. So joining us today to tell us more are Jill Wheaton Abraham, an archaeologist and member of the Kootenai Tribe of Idaho, and Carrie Ann Hewitt, a project manager with ITD. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Thanks.
Hello, thank you.
So Carrie Ann, tell us exactly where the project is located. I mean, kind of give us an idea on the map for folks who might not be super familiar with North Idaho.
So the project is, it's on US 95. It's north of Sandpoint, between Sandpoint and Bonner's Ferry, kind of near a town called Naples, just south of Naples, adjacent to MacArthur Lake.
So Carrie Ann, tell us what the original project was.
The project had a curve. It had a horizontal curve and a vertical curve. It tended to have a lot of fog or ice. And then it also, with the horizontal curve, it was kind of sometimes difficult for people to traverse around the corner. But it was also an area where a lot of wildlife would travel across, sometimes elk, sometimes moose. So kind of it tended to be larger animals. And so What we were trying to do was raise the height of the roadway, and then also bring that curve in, kind of straighten it out more to make it easier for travelers.
And then you were also putting right a little bridge underneath the highway so that wildlife would go under the highway.
Correct. There used to be a box culvert. I think it was like about 10 foot by 12 foot. And what we did is we replaced that with a 300 foot bridge, 250 foot spans. And we raised that up, I believe it was about like 12 feet in height, so that the animals could go underneath instead of like crossing over the roadway.
So Carrie Ann, when did ITD start digging at the site?
The project started in 2023, but we knew that this site had some cultural resources that were associated with it based on past projects that were done in the area with power lines and that sort of thing. So we had coordinated with the tribe beforehand and had done some archaeological excavation the summer before.
Jill, let me bring you into the conversation. So ITD starts digging. They start finding artifacts. So tell us when you joined the project and what you found at the project. Describe some of those artifacts that were found.
I actually started working on this in 2019. Like Carrie Ann said, ITD had been coordinating with the Kootenai Tribe of Idaho, as this was in our traditional Aboriginal territory. So we knew that there were previously recorded significant archaeological sites. It was in the boundary of the project area. Mm-hmm. And so I worked with the archaeology company that came in prior to construction to devise a kind of a research design. I worked for the Forest Service for many years, and so I knew, I was familiar with the area and with the actual archaeology sites that the highway would go through. There had been some older projectile points, some older style projectile points that had been found on the surface in the area, kind of in the North Idaho, Eastern Washington area. As archaeologists, we often don't go any deeper than about a meter, about 3 feet. There's some ash that came from an explosion of Mount Mazama about 6,700 years ago. And in the region, a lot of archaeology resources are found after that, you know, above that ash. So after that explosion. So it's kind of been assumed that nobody had been in the area prior to that. And so working with this archaeology company, I said, you know, let's go as deep as we can go and let's see everything we can find. We went down quite a ways, I believe like nine feet, like 3 meters. And they did find thousands of artifacts. So flakes, tools, features like hearths. I would say nothing that we didn't already understand about the region archaeologically. No new point styles. There weren't any surprises. That kind of gave the clearance archaeologically for the highway project to actually begin for like large scale excavation of the sand dune feature where we would eventually find this archaeology site.
So Jill, it sounds like though that what you found was fairly important, and it might lead to a greater understanding of how long people lived in the have lived in the Upper Columbia River Basin. I mean, we're talking maybe 4,000 years before we thought. Is that an accurate assessment?
It is. It is. So the thing about this project is we ended up actually having two separate archaeological digs. The first company that came in, they did a great job. Again, we didn't find anything new back in 2021, but we knew that it was an area rich in cultural resources, which coincided with traditional knowledge held by the tribe. There were clues in projectile points that there could be something older. And once the heavy equipment came in to actually start building the highway, we could dig down deep enough. We actually did find what turned out to be what's called a paleosol. It's an ancient surface that had been buried by about 12 feet of sand.
So I only have about a minute left, but Carrie-Anne, I want to bring you back into the conversation. So is the road project itself finished?
Yes. We're just doing just some minor touch-ups, but yeah, the highway's open. So yeah, this paleosol was found during construction the first year there. And it was the cultural monitors that had found this. And Jill, we weren't expecting to find it during construction. We had hoped we would find things before construction had started. So that was the amazing part of all this, was the coordination that we had during construction.
I want to thank both of you so much. We've been talking with Jill Wheaton-Abraham, an archaeologist and member of the Kootenai Tribe of Idaho, and Carrie-Anne Hewitt, a project manager with Idaho Transportation Department, talking about the U.S. 95 MacArthur Lake Road Project. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
No matter what happens in Washington, the NPR Politics Podcast is here for you. For the latest news, insights, and analysis from the election and beyond, listen to the NPR Politics Podcast.